Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Lauren, Sharpie, Steve, and Chris.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Lisa.
Hiya.
Hi,
howdy,
Steve.
Lisa.
Hiya, howdy.
Hello. Hi, Chris. Where are you?
I'm here. I'm just wondering why you sound so weird.
I was going to get a coffee to keep going, but I'm not going to get a coffee, so it's going to be tight. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, you can make it.
I might make it.
Sit there and, you know.
There's some news.
Yes.
Hold strong, Steve.
I know.
Hold strong.
He's weak. He's weak, and he does. He sounds weak.
I'm tired.
Perhaps you need to caffeinate, Steve.
I do.
Yeah. Should we let him get a coffee?
No, it's okay. Keep going.
All right.
He's okay. Fine.
I'll be all right.
We'll be done by the time it hits him, and then he'll just be awake all night.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, that won't be
good.
I have
to be awake all night anyways. But yes.
What?
All this insurance shopping just has him so tired.
Oh, yeah.
That'll do it.
How's your insurance shopping coming along, Steve?
Wait a minute.
Lisa's doing
it. I'm doing it.
Lisa's doing it.
Oh.
See, now you're getting me in trouble.
Wait,
now,
look at isn't
this.
He unemployed?
So watching Lisa is wearing yes. you out.
No, tonight I have to set up everybody's
unemployed.
Email.
You should be doing it.
I have
Lisa's
to
got enough to do.
I'd have him cleaning my house.
As well,
I would
I'm doing
be like,
too.
You need to go vacuum.
I, get over yeah.
What are you doing to make up all this?
I have to set everyone's email.
Lack of work.
Emails. Tonight at midnight.
Okay.
Has he been cooking?
He's creating more work for us. You need to find a job, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
Every time Steve sends
you're
out an
the rest
email,
of us.
Every time Steve sends an email out, I email back, get a job.
Good job.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yes. Well, I don't know. It's what? It's almost February. My goal is to find
you
a job.
Your month.
It's been a month and a day, but I'm not
You've
counting.
Had a month to find yourself.
I did.
It's Did hard you to find,
yourself.
Were you at the Arby's parking lot?
I was. Yes, I was sleeping in the Arby's.
I found myself.
I did.
I was driving a Pinto.
I had a vision. Yes.
Okay, let's stop.
Visions of
on
roast
Steve.
Beef.
This is enough picking on him. That's enough.
Visions
right.
of roast beef. I don't know. I started painting.
Did you really?
No.
That's a good way to find yourself.
Did you paint like pictures of all three of your cats? Holding like little cards, playing cat poker?
Yes. Well, everything I'm doing is on velvet.
It's a la George W. Bush.
Nice.
Yeah. And I think it was Cat
Uno.
Become
an artist.
Yes. But hey, we're going to talk about Disney today instead of me. So we're going to talk about, we have some Disney news and then we have a listener question. And you got a cat. Chris got a cat,
I
right?
I did get a cat. Okay, so we have a listener. His name is Steven, and he friended me on Facebook, and I knew he had cats that he fed, like little stray kitties. And my cat died recently, one of my cats, and I emailed him, as would any cat lady, and I said, hey, do you have any cats? Thinking, I actually specified, do you have any orange cats? And he said, I do, and he sent me a picture, and on Sunday, he drove up from South Carolina and brought me the cat. So thank you so much. That was extremely kind of you. And he is the nicest, fluffiest, cutest cat I think I have ever met.
I thought you were talking about the guy. The nicest, sweetest, fluffiest. I'm like, what?
He's fluffy too, actually. He and his wife came up. They were lovely people. And she's from the UK, which of course I totally love. And
did you say hello?
Hello. Would you like these cookies? I made them cookies to take home. So hopefully they were delicious and a fair trade for a cat.
Don't tell Lauren.
Your yard.
Lauren's going to ring your
just
neck.
Just so you know, if anyone wants cookies, just take the lady a cat.
Give me a cat. Yes. No, my husband will kill me if we get another one. But, you know, my kids were so upset when their little orange cat died. So, and they love this cat. This really the nicest cat I think I've ever met. So.
All right. So. Done with a cat story.
I know some Mouse Chat listeners bring you cookies, like Lauren has been given cookies by some listeners. I get cats.
I love Carly's cookies.
Yes.
I think I've had Carly's cookies. They're good.
We've all had Carly's cookies, actually.
Carly gets around with those cookies.
Pretty good.
She does. They're pretty good.
I like them. All right. We're going to be doing some news, just a couple of stories, and we've got a listener question. So let's get rolling. All right, Chris, I think we're going to start off with you. You've got some news.
Okay. So this is a rumor and a couple of sites have put this out and of course, when I heard it, it was like Star Trek. I was like, no. But
you were on the phone with me when you read it. We were like, no, what?
It was like, no, seriously, I was upset. So the rumor is that they're going to gut, and that was the words that was used, gut the Grand Floridian and turn it into an ultra modern luxury hotel.
I thought you were just going to say a motel.
It's going to put it. Well, it is a Red Roof Inn, right?
It's going to be a Motel 6.
It's going to be a Motel 6.
Just pull right up to your room.
Yes. I was so upset when I heard this because I love the Grand Floridian. I love to go there. I love to hang out there. And I actually just like going by there in the ferry. So if they take that away, I'll be really sad.
So what would they do to it?
I think this is a terrible idea.
I do too. I don't think you should change something that is so iconic and beautiful. Like, I can see updating it, but to gut it and do something completely different makes absolutely no sense. The elegance and beauty of that hotel, I don't see how you can change it and make it better.
I don't either.
Strip the character.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if the rooms were a little more like the rooms in the DVC section, where they're a little more updated and modern, but they still are in keeping with that look. If they change, and what are they going to do to the outside? You're going to have this sort of old fashioned looking hotel on the outside. And then on the inside is, I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it completely,
Disney, listen to us. Don't do it.
It completely blows the theme, the feel, the character, everything.
Yeah. It's actually, there are no plans from what the article said, but apparently some bigwigs want it changed. So we'll see what happens.
Bad idea. It's not terrible idea.
That'd be like changing Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be like changing any of the.
Well, that's why I like the Disney hotels, because they all have a theme.
Right.
And that's kind of what I like about them. So.
I mean.
Right. I mean, if you just want to make a modern hotel, you can head over to the Four Seasons.
Yeah. I mean. They.
Well, and you also have the Contemporary. That's the name of it. Change the lobby up or something.
Or you just update the Contemporary and make it your ultra modern hotel.
Yeah. It's got a stinking monorail going through it. It's pretty darn modern.
Yeah.
You know, from 1971.
Because there is a difference between modern design and contemporary design. So.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
I know.
Take that for what you will.
I just think Grand Floridian is beyond elegant and beautiful. And I don't know what you would change it to look like.
I can't either. I would be so sad. It's a little frou-frou, but I like it. It's Disney.
It's grown on me in the last 5 years, so they can't change it now. I'm just getting used to it.
I mean, literally, I was like, oh my gosh, no, this can't happen. I would almost be as upset as if they took out Carousel of Progress. I can't even tell you what I would do, but this would be right behind that. And by what I would do is I would cry passively. So.
All right.
Oh, stroking her cat.
Yes.
Yes.
Seeking solace in its feline presence.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go with our next story. Lauren, you've got our next one.
So some exciting news in Disney Springs. Not that we don't have that almost on a weekly basis at this point. But Paddlefish, which was the old Fulton's Crab House that Disney basically gutted and reimagined, is actually opening up on February 4th. So it's coming up in the next week. Very exciting. They've posted the menu. It looks fantastic. It's a signature dining, so it is going to be, you know, on that higher end. But there's a lot of great options. A ton of seafood, of course. And it's opening up on February 4th. I'm actually trying to get in because I'll be down there the following weekend. So fingers crossed if I can get in and then we can review it. And I'm taking my husband. He's a huge seafood buff, so I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about it. But the menu looks fantastic. They've got scallops and fish and chips and New York strip, filet mignon, you know, for me.
Mm, I'll take some of that.
They even have burgers, lamb, sea bass. Lobster risotto may be the way I go.
I think they have a trendy bar or something on the top of it now or something too.
They're supposed to have that. Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's going to be nice. I'm super excited to try it. So hopefully we get in and we get a review on it.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Steve, you're up next.
So my story is Disney Quest. So Disney Quest is over in the downtown Disney side of Disney Springs, and it's still there. It's going to be closing, I believe is it June of 2017? So
July 3rd.
Or thank you. So it's closing July 3rd of this year, 2017. And it's going to be replaced with the NBA experience. I don't know. It's just not my thing. So for me, it's hard to get excited. I am sure Disney has done some research and knows that it's going to be successful. For me, it's a huge building. It's like a 4 or 5 story building. And I just don't understand how they're going to switch it over. When Disney Quest, that appealed to everybody because it was a broader audience, wasn't successful. But I think that might have been partially due to that they never updated it. Or only updated it, some of those things, maybe once since it was ever opened, as opposed to every year or two to keep people coming back. But they're closing Disney Quest, which they couldn't make work, and then they're going to replace it with NBA, which I think maybe has a more limited audience.
I agree. So, I was actually thinking that I think closing Disney Quest is a great move on Disney's part, because I do think it's a big venue.
Yeah.
And I don't think they get the business through there that they need. But I think NBA is a very limited number of people. Like, they almost would have been better off doing like a sports complex type thing where you can go in and, do simulated basketball or, you know, a fantasy football area or different things like that to appeal to the men.
I know. But then even then,
I think that's what they have going here. Yeah.
NBA is limited. Not everybody's a fan.
So shopping heavy. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do here.
I don't know. Because I think I can't. My two girls are not going to ever go to the NBA experience.
Although Brooke does want to join the basketball team.
Well, she does too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know that. They might want to go, Steve. I don't know. Don't be so sexist.
But like, my family is a big sports family, and basketball is no interest. Nobody.
And I don't know. It'll be interesting if it's just a walk in and do things, or if it's a paid to get in venue, or it'll be interesting
to
see.
But make money somehow.
But it's huge. It's a big.
It's a big venue.
It's a big, big, big area.
You have to assume they did a ton of research and figured out that, there's a need for it. Or
I wonder if there's going to be a sports bar in there or something where you have someplace.
Oh,
for
I'm
guys
sure.
To go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah. Probably something like they have it at a City Walk,
Yeah. Definitely. Like, they need something like that for guys, I think.
Yeah.
Men need a place to hide.
Or ladies who like sports. Hello.
Then not you.
What, you?
No, not me, please. I'd rather go watch pigs get castrated.
But
sorry,
don't
put that in there.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
I don't know where that came from.
Pig castration stays on.
Both talking about balls, nonetheless.
That's right.
Stop it. I just don't know where that came from. You better cut that out or I'll come after you.
So we did go to the NBC bar, sports bar. At
Sports Bar and Grill.
Yeah. So they're going to do another show on Universal Studios and some of the, and it was good. And I like, and it's definitely a sports bar. So maybe they definitely have to have one floor or part of it set up that way.
Yeah,
so maybe the majority of the money and whatever is going to come from that. And then they'll have some virtual basketball things or something.
What's the whole concept? You go in there and you just look at
It says experience. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, we talked about this before, but
yeah, we did.
We'll see. So we'll see if it's what type of experience it is.
I wonder if you have to be 6'4" to get in there.
You do. Cool. Everything's really high. You can't reach anything.
It's like high shelves and stuff. Hey, yeah. Let's see if you can get this down.
Toilets need a step stool.
You arrive. You arrive in a limo, and then as the experience goes on, you're like passed out in the back, broke. So I think
they're really looking for a net profit here.
Yes, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, NBA experience coming to Downtown Disney. Disney Quest is
going
away.
Can't wait.
I know
all about it.
Well,
we should go.
You know, I didn't think Splitsville was going to be successful, and then we went in there, awesome. And it was fabulous. And I hope it's doing well. It was a great time. So
I like that place.
Yeah. So, and that was a huge piece of property too. So.
Okay. Thank you. We've got Sharpie.
And we are headed to Hollywood.
Woohoo!
At least the planet Hollywood Observatory. Totally reimagined, now open at Disney Springs, open January 30th. So I think the biggest thing here is the expansion. It is a multi-million dollar renovations. It's completely transformed the entire experience there as far as what to expect when you go there. Always the thought was Planet Hollywood, Hollywood theming, memorabilia from the movies. It's all about the movie stars. So going with that whole star theme, they've gone with an observatory type of theme. Don't get me wrong, it's still about Hollywood. It's still about celebrities. It's still about movies. But it's far more about the food now than what it was before. And I think that's a major change that was definitely needed. The menu there before was pretty uninspiring, kind of run-of-the-mill. I would really, honestly, a menu that you would expect to see at like an Applebee's or something like that in your neighborhood. So nothing too exciting, especially whenever you think about going on it on vacation. Now it's completely state of the art. There's a 4,500 square foot video wall. It features like three-dimensional interior. So a lot of different aspects that are kind of coming in to make this more of an immersive type of experience. And something else that has really kind of turned the corner at Disney Springs as well is the expansion with outdoor dining. And they've really worked on the atmosphere of the outdoors at Disney Springs, so much so that they've added a 5,000 square foot outdoor dining area. Specifically, it's known as the Stargazers Lounge. So a lot of different things here that are kind of coming into play. And opening from lunch, and it'll be open to 1 a.m. So it's kind of located right there in the heart of Disney Springs, and they're really kind of going high end with the menu. And when I say high end, I mean different things, things you're not going to find on the menu at other places. We talked about the milkshakes a while back and how some of us love them and some of us love to hate them. But definitely the addition of Guy Fieri to the menu. No, we're not actually eating Guy Fieri. It's stuff that he's put on the menu, but the Big Bite Burgers, that's kind of been his signature, rolling out over at the Planet Hollywood Observatory. So I'm excited to go there.
It'd be nice.
Excited to see what all has changed and how opening up that entire experience to more than just being about memorabilia, but really more of an immersive atmosphere, kind of about the movies, about celebrities. It'll be a cool experience.
Yeah, I like it'll be neat to see the inside now that it's been redone. Cause the inside of that is pretty impressive because it's a giant round globe. So it'll be neat to see what they've done. And I love eating outside. That's the one thing I miss. If you travel, you get to eat sometimes at little cafes or little cobblestone streets. And then you come back, and if you eat outside in the US, it's basically like a couple chairs in a parking lot. And so Disney Springs has that kind of vibe where they've got the spring area and the lake, and you can sit outside in nice, you know, most of the time, nice Florida weather, and really just enjoy a place by the water. Have so a few pretty. Drinks. I know it's nice to be able to eat outside.
Well, even this time of year, they'll have those space heaters that work really well.
Yeah. So there's not a lot of that in Atlanta when it's you're going from chain restaurant to chain restaurant, or places that are just in strip malls and have a few tables out in the parking lot. That's so I kind of miss eating outside. It'd be nice to do that there.
A lot of atmosphere with all the new restaurants.
Yeah.
It's such a different place. If you haven't been in the last year or two, go. Hey, I have spoken. All right, so I am up next, and I'm going to handle our listener question. Listener? Let me try that again. I'm up next, and I've got a listener question. It comes from Ryan, and he writes in, "Hello. As a 17-year-old, I rarely go to Disney without the mosh pit of family trailing along, even though I live only 3 hours away. However, this coming April, my mom and I are going to get a hotel near Disney Springs and spend a day there. So I was wondering, what are your top must-dos in Disney Springs? Attractions, restaurants, hidden gems, whatever, that aren't too kiddie but aren't too adultish. Thanks." All right, so this is a good question. We can handle this. So he wants to know about attractions, restaurants, hidden gems, and whatever. Anyone have some ideas?
I have one.
Okay.
So you all know by now that I'm obsessed with the ganachery. So go over there. Even if you just get one chocolate, because they are ridiculously expensive. They're like $3 for a tiny square. But if you get one chocolate, or, you know, maybe a candy bar or something, those are less money. And you can watch them make the chocolates, which is kind of fun.
I like watching that.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, ganachery.
Plus, it's really a hole in the wall, but there's a lot to see a tiny space.
That's a good point. It's very small, but you can see where they make the chocolates. You can see all the melting chocolates going. Oh, God, it's so good. Melting chocolate, you know, they make the little candies right in front of you. So it's very elegant, too. It is a little hole in the wall, but it's probably the best little hole in the wall at Disney Springs.
That is very fancy.
And if you really, really want to do something, they have a fun hat store right around the corner from there. You can try on every hat your little heart's desire and find the perfect hat. And they're not expensive.
All different sorts of hats, too. Mm-hmm. Not like regular, like ball caps. It's unique, stylish hats.
Yeah, the kind of hats. And this is probably more appealing, you know, to a girl, but yeah, they're cute. So.
Okay. I'm going to jump in with my food pick. And if you listen to the last podcast, when we talked about Frontera, I really, really like this. It's a Mexican restaurant at Disney Springs. And I loved the flavors and everything that I tried. I loved the freshness. The service was great. The ambiance. I love the decor. I can't think of a single thing to complain about. I wasn't too thrilled with the pricing, but it is Disney. It is Disney Springs. I think it was fair, all things considered. In the end, I think it was fair. So that's going to be my pick for your meal, at least for lunch.
Well, and I think there's a lot of different things on that menu. So they tried to appeal to people who maybe are not adventurous eaters, who want your standard Tex-Mex. But as you look at the menu, there's a lot of, like, if you want to get adventurous and try a few different things, they have that as well. So,
yeah, I like that. How about an attraction? We've covered a snack and a lunch. What's something to do?
How about Splitsville?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep. Yeah, Splitsville is fun. I think it's a great thing. I think it's something that any age can enjoy.
Yeah, and if you like sushi, they you know, so it's not just burgers and fries. If you want to get some sushi and play a few games or just kind of relax, it's got everything.
And they have a really good menu there.
Yeah, then up on the top floor, they have pool tables as well. So,
hey.
How about characters in flight? What do you think? 400 feet up in the air.
How much is that?
I don't know.
I think it's like
it's reasonably priced. It's $20 for adults, $15 for children.
Oh,
but you can often get a Groupon for it. So something to kind of keep your eye on if you're planning a Disney trip.
Now, have you done it?
You know what? Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Steve.
Who's done it? Who's been on it?
Nope.
Nope.
We were going to on our last trip, but it was too windy. So we ended up not being able to go, unfortunately.
I still haven't been. I've seen many a photo from up there, but yeah. Well, here's my thing. I feel like, I don't know. I don't like any of those things because I'm like, just go to one of those hotels. Go to the Grand Hyatt. And then you can look, and then you can see the same thing for free. That's right. This goes back to my date night thing. See, go to the exactly. Grand Hyatt.
Hey, baby, I got a
save the $20.
Walk up to this.
Oh, that's funny.
Take the elevator.
Yeah, but Steve, you're not staying there. No, that doesn't matter.
They'll let you go. And it's a glass elevator. You take the glass elevator up. Go to the top floor. There you go. Characters
or even
in flight.
Top of the world.
And you can see the people in Character of Flight, and you can be like, look at this. Because you're like way above those people, and you didn't spend anything.
I can almost feel the disappointment of your imaginary date.
Well, we've stayed at the Hyatt on points. You do it on points, and you can one of those rooms way up there, and then you're like looking down at the Character on Flight people. So why would I? I don't know. That's my thing.
Well, here's my issue with that. I don't trust it. It's not run by Disney. I don't know who it's run by. I just don't want to be
What's the
them.
Worst that could happen? You fall know. From the sky. How hard
but it
can
doesn't
that be?
Fall. If, I even know. If that thing had
like,
a leak.
Part of me says,
Now, they have one at Disneyland Paris. They had the exact same thing. And
operated by Aerofile or Aerofile, however.
And they had issues at Disneyland Paris.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't do the one at Disneyland Paris either.
Someone had a hunk of bread thrown on them.
You could. Oh, there you go. Well, they had a deal at Disneyland Paris.
Did they say, wee-wee?
With,
they were just loafing around.
I'm going to throw this baguette on you right now.
Well, they did have the Earl of Sandwich had a deal with Characters in Flight for a while over at Disneyland Paris, and it was like a discounted.
There's Groupons for Character at Flight all the time.
Well, so what are you telling me? If I buy a Thanksgiving themed sandwich, I can go for free up on. That's not a big selling point. No, hey, buy this $9 sandwich and I will give you this balloon ride for free.
Chris, I think you and I should do the balloon ride next time we're there.
No.
Lisa, you in?
I'm in.
Lisa would do it with you. I have zero interest.
Right. It doesn't me seem that exciting.
We're doing it.
But I would probably bungee jump from it too.
Then it might be worth it.
Yeah, you're on your own there, sister.
Thanks.
Well, they have.
You really want to bungee jump?
Every man for themselves at that point.
If Lisa wants to bungee jump, I know a place we can do that.
You know, I think I would sooner skydive than bungee jump.
All right,
I'll video
that too. Well, listen. You are all the same people who wouldn't do the zip line over the gators at Gatorland.
So
what? Remember they offered us that for
I
free.
Wasn't there for that and wasn't I wouldn't have done it either.
Wasn't it absolutely freezing that day?
Yeah, it was very cold.
No, it was hot.
It was hot.
Was it a different July. Time?
No, it was hot.
Oh, it was That's hot. Right. That's right. It was a different
no,
time
it,
when it was
we
freezing.
Were all like, oh, thank you for that free offer.
We said no to that?
We said no. They offered it for free.
We must have been restricted by time.
No, we had nothing else to do. We went to Sunny's after that.
I wouldn't mind ziplining over like, and it's like not just a swamp with a few gators. It's like wall to wall.
It's chock full of gators.
It is. They're like on top of each other. And these are massive gators that they feed. The people are feeding all day long with turkey hot dogs. And we did that. We fed the gators. But my thing is, I'm not afraid of ziplining over them. I'm afraid of if that zip line breaks, there's no, you're like, it's not a
you're
good way
to
go.
Die.
There is no
you're
way.
Die.
It's going to be traumatic.
If you fell off somehow or it broke, it's not like, oh, I'm going to fall into a lake of water and have a chance. It's feeding time with a lot of big gators.
You know what? You'd make the front page.
You will never see me on a zip line that's not run by the U.S. Army. I wouldn't even go on one run by the Navy.
Yeah.
I just don't trust. I trust the Army to do that.
We did
because I know they won't screw up.
We did wrestle a gator.
You didn't wrestle it. You sat on a gator that's mouth was taped.
Shh.
He's and you know not only did he was it held? He sat side saddle on that gator.
I was like, yeah, I don't know about
you didn't straddle it.
I don't remember.
You straddled it.
Straddle it.
But I don't even know if they do that anymore. But yeah, but back to Disney. Back to Disney Springs. I don't know. I mean, there's the balloon ride we talked about, there is the aqua car, but the aqua car is very expensive. And I just can't get over the the limited amount of time to ride around in a car that's a boat for, I think when it opened, it was $99, and I'm assuming it's still right around that price point.
It is, yeah. There's absolutely no way.
Well, it often has lines, so they're not hurting. I think it's a novelty, and if you've got the money to blow, go ahead. But I don't think it's something that's on my list. It's too much of a simple boat ride for me.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, the things I haven't done enough of the new, for me, I just want to walk around. I would enjoy just kind of strolling around, window shopping. You know, some of the stores were unique back when it was, the Village. And so I'm sure there's still some very unique stores there. So it'd be kind of fun to see what's in some of the different stores. I love the Starbucks. I know it's silly, but that Starbucks is so well done. I kind of like that. Just grabbing a coffee in that Starbucks. They have if you're a coffee lover, they have like 5 or 6 extreme coffees at one part of that Starbucks bar. Hopefully they still have it, cause it wasn't doing very well, but so you could get something, that's, you know, uniquely like some Kona coffee or something. You can get some unique coffee blends if you want that. And it's got that kind of Frank Lloyd Wright feel to the Starbucks there. It's just very inviting. There's two of them. I've only been in the one over by the AMC theater that's on the water. There's some nice outdoor seating.
Did they give you free ice water there?
I'm sure that you could probably get some free ice water. And we're going to do it. We should do a show. We talked about this one on the free things at Disney. Free ice water would make it. The chestnuts at the Grand Floridian during the holiday season.
Right, don't spoil it.
There's
a lot
we could do.
All right. You think on that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So there's a bunch of things you could get for free at Disney.
Can we just say that you have too much time on your hands now,
that's
Steve?
It. Well, there used to be, I remember like someone would get one of those Kissimmee guidebooks. There was like a, you have to get a job. But there was the Kissimmee guidebooks, and there was, you know, someone who did this. I think they did this in Vegas. And they just had a blog on everything you could do for free. So they went through one of those guidebooks, you know, and clipped out the coupons. You get like 2 free go-kart rides here, and then you go, and then they would they would add it up, and they would see
like,
this is
what your life is going to be like.
We're
going to
be like.
Well, between this
future.
And the date night episode, mm-hmm. I've got good times ahead.
We're going to be going to Kissimmee. We'll get
lucky
one of those.
Lucky you, Lisa. Lucky you.
We get free saltwater taffy if we get it there before 5. Let's
what
go
is
use
your
the coupon.
Obsession with free?
I don't know.
And saltwater taffy, isn't that an old man thing?
Free. Like, some old man's idea. Oh, get your saltwater taffy. It's free, kids.
That's right. And a free shell necklace at the Shell Factory. I'm sure I don't even have a guidebook in front of me.
Welcome Center every time for the free orange juice.
Oh, free orange juice, I bet. See?
You know what? It's not free anymore, is it?
What? I haven't been.
I think I read somewhere that it wasn't free anymore.
Oh, no.
What?
So you got to update our blog on the free stuff. Yeah. Well, we only stop at the ones that have the baby gators so we can say hi to them.
Oh, they're so cute.
No, I'm teasing. But yes.
I like baby gators. We saw one in Gatorland.
Disney Springs. What else at Disney's? But yeah, the Starbucks there is nice. Did you guys talk? I had to get a coffee myself. Did you talk about Jock Lindsey's?
No,
we didn't talk about taking a kid to a bar. However,
there you go. So any other attractions?
It's possible.
That is a bar that you can go to.
Yeah, kids can go there. I don't think I've been in there and not seen kids. So, well, you know, here's a thought. Lego, the Lego store. Okay, so you're a big kid now, but a lot of kids still like to play Legos. Maybe go in there, flashback to when you were 8 years old. Throw some on the floor. Your mom can step on them and scream.
No, they do
Lego
have.
Lego is literally building excitement.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You love, that's right. Sharpie loves Legos.
I love Lego. Love Lego.
And occasionally they have like the design or the master classes or something there where they, you know, do a kind of a Lego build that you can sign up for, and that's free too. Mm-hmm.
Steve's all about the free.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Well, we used to go to Disney Springs. Disney Springs is a great, like I said, to window shop, and we would listen to the nighttime entertainment, and the kids would, you know, dance around and listen to the music, and it's just a laid back, not running from attraction to attraction type of experience, which is kind of nice.
Well, they've got different bands that come out and they set up and, you know, they may just have a guitar and an amplifier and just start singing, or they could have one weird instrument that you've never heard of or seen. So you get some unique musicians out there, mm-hmm. but they're some of the best ones. Mm-hmm. And then people are just dancing. It's fun.
Maybe if you're lucky, here's an idea. Get a cup the next time you do that, Steve, and maybe people put money in your cup.
I could just stand still and put a cup in front of me.
Well, you might have to dance a little.
Well, no, or he could just be like a statue.
Yeah, just stand there.
Yeah.
I'll spray paint you.
He's going to start something to have your picture taken with the truckster.
Does your daughter have a recorder? You could get one of those, just borrow that and play Mary Had a Little Lamb over and over again.
He'd be good at that because he'd played clarinet.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. Pretty similar.
You know, he kind of denies that he did that, but yeah.
Hmm.
Channeling his inner Benny Goodman.
Mm-hmm. When I was in school, the nerdy girls played clarinet and the cool girls played flute.
Mm. Yeah, I think that was the case for us.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. The really cool girls got to play piccolo, but that's a whole other story.
Anything else on Disney Springs? Or Ryan?
You know what I like to do? Mm. And sometimes...
Ride that train? Do they still have that train?
They still have it, but no. But
Lisa puts her little conductor hat on when she does that.
Woo, woo! Yeah.
And the little tiny carousel.
Yeah. No, it's actually right over there. The pin store that's over there. There's so many pins in that little pin shop, the little round hut type store. It's probably called Pin Traders.
They have some really unique things there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my favorite
one of the limited edition pins.
You could also go to Sprinkles and get cupcakes.
This is true.
That's true, and it's not expensive. You can you can watch them frost the cupcakes and make them.
You can even go to the cupcake ATM outside.
Ryan's never going to ask another question again. He's
love
like, these
Sprinkles.
Are so lame.
Less I do, yes I do.
Is that the song?
The best cupcake in the world. Sorry. Yeah, that's
that was pretty accurate.
Wow.
I love Sprinkles.
That was nice.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Wow. That's
I think we found a new theme song.
That's nice.
I
think you need to sound
chat.
Clip that and insert it in every episode.
I do,
Steve.
Yes, oh, I know. I can't sing. Do think you should do that, Steve. Mm.
But
another cool thing to do is the amphicars at the boathouse.
Oh, I forgot about those.
You do the amphicars.
Wait a minute. Steve talked about that.
No one was even listening.
No, well, you didn't call him. You didn't. Steve. You called him an aqua car, I think.
Oh, that's why. I didn't call him
but
an aqua car.
But all of a sudden, when I mention it, everyone says,
like,
oh,
that's a great idea.
But it wasn't free. So.
It's because you have such an enthusiastic voice. Whereas Steve is like, they have amphicars. Mm-hmm. It's $100.
That's right. $99. No one wants to do it.
It's $125 to be exact.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
And it's for how long? Like 30 minutes?
No.
At most?
It can't even be 30 minutes. I don't know.
Sharpie,
do you have
a pull
up?
A half hour. You go out and then you go back in, right?
Yeah, you just kind of go around the lake or the springs. Yeah,
that's true. They're not that quick.
You know what's really
nice? I don't
think
it's a set amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I like, they did such a wonderful job on the springs and the water and the blueness.
Mm-hmm.
I like just kind of hanging out on the bridges and looking at the water. Mm. It's corny.
Yeah, I do too.
It's not like it's you can spend all day doing that.
You know, when I think of ways
to eat a cupcake while I'm doing it.
When I think of ways to entertain a 17-year-old, that's exactly what I think.
All right.
Go stare at the water.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ryan, do it for like 30 seconds, appreciate it, and then move on.
Okay. You know, I don't know. And then one of the shops that's fun to window shop in is the kind of Art of Disney store, which is all the way down at the end. Because they have all kinds of cool Disney artwork and statues and all kinds of things that are great to look at and not spend $800 on. So that's
and there's usually an artist there, and you can watch the artist for free.
There you go. I like it.
It's for free. It's for me.
Ooh, it's like for
Steve's new motto.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh.
I did not say that.
Hey, and you can go to the chocolate store, the Ghirardelli's, and you'll get a free chocolate there too.
Ghirardelli's.
Ghirardelli's.
They want the free chocolate.
They give you a free chocolate when you walk in. See, look at this. There's so many.
Ghirardelli's doesn't give the free chocolate. It's Ghirardelli's.
Ghirardelli's. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Ghirardelli's gives you. It's the fancy place.
Yeah. I was going to say something a little bit more graphic, but you know,
it makes your stomach gurgle.
Yeah, Ghirardelli's.
Ghirardelli's.
Do you guys use a hard G or a soft G on that? Ghirardelli.
Oh, it's Ghirardelli.
Yeah, I say Ghirardelli.
Huh. I'm going with the GH as a hard because it's hard and ghost.
How do you say it?
Ghirardelli.
It's Ghirardelli's. Do you know how I know that?
You looked it up.
No.
She loves chocolate.
She's a chocolate
monster.
All right. So Ryan, when you go and you don't do any of these things, tell us what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, tell us what a 17-year-old does like to do in Disney.
Yeah. First
now that we've given you a what not to do list.
First of all, Ryan, I want you to go back and listen to the romance show, and I want you to do none of that stuff when you get a significant other and take them to Disney. Just don't do it. Don't follow our advice.
And this may be the 40-year-old list of things to do.
Yeah. I like to sit there in my chair.
You and I like to go in Magic Kingdom and Frontierland on the rocking chairs and have one of those not the Dole Whip.
Yeah.
Not the Dole Whip.
The Sprite needs more porches.
I like to sit there and look at the whippersnappers. They're so energetic.
Look at those kids.
All right.
All
so
that
I'm gonna,
energy.
How are they walking around so much all day? I need a rest.
All right. I'm going to break the tie. I looked it up and I found the pronunciation and it is Ghirardelli. It's Ghirardelli. It's Italian.
No, it's Ghirardelli.
I'm sticking with Ghirardelli.
I'm totally sticking with it. Because if you go around saying Ghirardelli, you know what they're going to say? You're pretentious. So it's so much better to just say Ghirardelli.
Well, my problem is I'll never remember which one is the right one. So I'm always going to just default to the one I know.
It doesn't matter. Just walk in and say, Steve said I could have one of those free squares of chocolate.
Free chocolate? Steve
give
said
me does. Some of that chocolate for
Steve
free.
Steve said, give me one of those little square chocolates.
Hand me one
here for my free
heart.
Chocolate.
That's right.
We're going to get our free chocolate and sit on the rocking chairs.
That's right.
I know.
They'll put a Cracker Barrel down there. 17-year-old like sit up there.
I love Cracker Barrel.
Play some
I love
checkers. All right. Lisa, is that it?
I guess so. Yeah. Oh,
we hope so.
It's Ghirardelli.
I don't think listeners can handle much more of us today.
Ghirardelli.
I don't think Steve can handle much more of us today.
Poor Steve. He's really been abused, Steve.
Mm-hmm. He has been a flipping board tonight.
I just want you to know that you're smart enough and you're good enough. Mm-hmm. And doggone it, at least your mother likes you.
That's right.
Wait, you like Steve?
We all love Steve.
Steve's a good guy.
Yeah.
Although Steve. He does need to get a job.
He does need to get a job. Yes.
I think you guys are embarrassing him because he's looking around like, what? Who? Me? What? Huh? But you do need a job.
Yeah, a job would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as an aside, you need
a job. Get a job.
Mm.
Yeah. Yakety yak.
Get a haircut, you hippie.
Try.
Get a job while you're at it.
I think February is my month.
Cut everything that's bad out. Steve always edits all of the bad stuff out. He has time to do it now because he's unemployed.
Because I don't have a job. This is true. This show is going to be 3 minutes long when I'm done.
Lisa's going to do an intro, and then she's going to thank Pixie Vacations.
I don't know why you guys bother coming on. He just cuts it all out.
Yeah.
I should just, you know, do the intro.
Now, if you say something really stupid, Steve will leave it in. We have to talk about that later. But yeah, he'll leave stuff in, and you're just like, oh, God.
Castrating pigs is always stays in. Chris.
Yeah, I swear to God, I will kill you.
I have to say, one of my favorite shows that we have done recently was that Cabana show. I literally almost fell off the treadmill. I was listening to it.
I was dying.
It was funny.
You know, they closed it right afterward. That's all I have to say. Thank you for listening, Disney. By the way, don't do anything to the Grand Floridian.
Okay.
And invite us to Avatar Land opening.
Guys,
I would like to go to that too.
I'm getting so many finger rolls and finger points.
And we will need 5 invites to that, please.
Why is he rolling his fingers? Does he have something to do?
I don't know. He did go get his coffee during the show, by the way.
Yeah. Is he gonna watch The Bachelor? Is that what we're interfering with with Nick's choice?
Who will Nick choose? My stories are on. I gotta go catch my stories.
Who will Nick choose?
I don't know.
It be Danielle or Danielle?
Steve, you have not come to the point of watching stories at this point. Please tell me.
I'm not sure
what stories.
No, but we were in Universal last week. He did get like very like he really had analyzed The Bachelor, his motivations, the whole thing.
I know. I figured it out.
Okay. And then I texted him his life. He picked.
I'm thinking we should wrap the show up. I'm just probably should out there as an idea, but
I think we should because I can't stand
you've ever had.
All these finger rolls.
I come up with them every now
and then. Brilliant. I love it.
Okay, stop it.
I'm gonna
wrap up the show. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy listening to our shows, you can find more at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. If you have comments or questions, you can send those to us at mousechat.net as well. Thanks so much for listening. Please, he's still finger rolling. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.